You are listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 1995.
And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 1995. I am Fred Vobey in magnificent analog and digital with your DX Audio Service for July. And the DX Audio Service is produced in the studios of Great Northern Broadcast Company at Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio. That's L-I-M-A, Ohio, 45802-5031 in the United States of America. And if you'd like to get in touch with us via the telephone, the voicemail system is area code 419-228-4199. And you can get both messages to me, musings to members, and also information about the National Radio Club just by calling that telephone number and following those easy little commands on the top menu. If you'd like to fax something to us, our fax number is 419-221-1609. On this edition of the DX Audio Service, I thought I'd catch up on a few loose ends, some things that we haven't had time to talk about on past editions of the DX Audio Service. And even on side two, we'll catch up on the mail and read some comments and also answer some questions which were sent to us both via snail mail, email, and on the voicemail. So we'll get into that on side two. Let's hit our DX change real quick. Bernard J. Daday, D-A-D-A-Y, at 5934 Labrador Court in Schnecksville, S-C-H-N-E-C-K-S-V-I-L-L-E, Pennsylvania, 18078. And his telephone number is area code 610-767-5443. He's looking to buy a R390A URR receiver. And from the DX Time Machine from 50 years ago, Hank Wilkinson of Burbank, California, reported receiving a letter from the BBC stating that the issuance of verification cards had been discontinued. Fortunately, he already received verifications from BBC stations on 668, 1149, 1013, 767, and 1474 kilohertz during the past winter. Also, Len Krause of Dubuque, Iowa, reported that the broadcast band would be enlarged to include 540 kilohertz, and a FCC release to the effect that there were now 928 broadcast band radio stations with 23 more under construction. And speaking of that, let's go over to the AM Switch Desk.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Our reference number this month is 364, and we start with call letter changes. On 620, KWFT, Wichita Falls, Texas, changing to KAAM. 810, WMTS, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, becomes WAPB. 850, KCTQ, Thousand Oaks, California, changing to KAHS. On 960, WQLA, La Follette, Tennessee, becomes WGLH. On 1230, KBCR in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, changing to KSBT. On 1270, KIOX in Bay City, Texas, becomes KFCC. And we'll have an interesting story to tell you about that station later on here on the audio service. On 1340, WIGO, Atlanta, Georgia, changing to WALR. 1380, KSMJ in Sacramento, California, becomes KIMN. Interesting note on that in just a second. 1380, KZXT in Beaumont, Texas, changes to KJUS. And finally on 1460, KRME Hondo, Texas, becomes KCWM. The change on 1380 from KSMJ to KIMN is a temporary one to, quote, keep the call in the family, unquote, until KMJI-FM in Denver, both these stations, by the way, are owned by the same company, are ready to become KIMN. Now, since they share ownership, it's possible that the KIMN call could stay in Sacramento while KMJI would become KIMN-FM. Or, and we think this is more likely, KIMN will move to Denver without the FM suffix, and the Sacramento station will then seek another call. KIMN was a heritage Denver call in 950 for decades before the recent changes that moved WYGO to 950. And so rather than leave the call in limbo where somebody else could apply for it until they're ready to use it at KMJI in Denver, they've had the call temporarily assigned to their AM station in Sacramento. Keeps things interesting, doesn't it? One new AM station has been applied for this month, 1370 Henderson, Nevada. They'll be 5,000 day 239th, the antenna U3, if it's granted, of course. Right now it's just an application. One application from an existing facility of interest on 840 WRYM, New Britain, Connecticut, wants to go full-time by adding 125 watts at night. One grant to an existing facility you may find of interest on 930 KKXX in Paradise, California, will be changing their powers to 1,000 day, 500 night with a U2 antenna and moving their city of license to Mulberry, California. Now, if you've been a DXer for any amount of time, you probably have heard this one before. This construction permit was granted many years ago and it expired. KKXX was successful in petitioning the FCC to reinstate this expired CP, so it's been granted all over again. Maybe this time, KKXX will actually make the move to Mulberry. Moving down to otherness on 560 WYOR, Brentwood, Tennessee, this silent station has returned to the air. 580 KANA, Anaconda, Montana, this station now relaying the programming from KOBB, the 1230 station in Bozeman, Montana. 730 WSTT, Thomasville, Georgia. This station is silent, pending a sale. 730 KKNC, Sun Valley, Nevada. Construction permit for this new station has been canceled, and the assigned call has been deleted. They requested a reinstatement of the expired CP, but that has been denied by the FCC, and so this station is gone for good. Same holds true on 750 for KKNK in Carson City, Nevada. This construction permit also canceled, the call deleted, and the reinstatement denied. 930 WLLL, Lynchburg, Virginia, is silent pending a sale. 940 WRRD in Blennerhassett, West Virginia, just outside the city of Parkersburg. Construction permit for this new station has also been canceled and the call deleted. 970 KAFY, Bakersfield, California, is silent. On 1000 KNDA, Odessa, Texas, this silent station has returned to the air. 1010 KDLA, DeRidder, Louisiana, is silent. 1050 KPXE, Liberty, Texas. This silent station has new ownership and is expected to return to the air. Same is true on 1090, where WKCV in Kingsport, Tennessee, has been sold and is expected to return. 1110 WCKO, Norfolk, Virginia. This long silent station returned to the air for just a few months last year. It is now back on the air again. 1130 KOFK, Milan, New Mexico. This silent station has new owners who expect to have it on the air possibly by the time you hear this. On 1140 KCSY in Soldotna, Alaska, last month we reported this station was silent. Now there's more to the story. A member of the National Radio Club in Alaska has spoken to an employee of their sister station, their FM station, and they report that the AM facility was taken off the air for good. 1190 WLIB, New York, New York, their application to change their city of license to Yonkers and operate on 1200 kilohertz at night has been dismissed at the request of the station for obvious reasons. Everyone probably familiar with the situation between this station and WoWo in Fort Wayne. 1230 KLXR, Redding, California, is silent. This is one of the stations owned by financial consultant Sonny Block, whose recent legal problems have been very much in the news. Here's that story we promised you on KFCC on 1270 in Bay City, Texas, formerly KIOX. This station had an LMA, a limited marketing agreement, with Salem Communications. That agreement was dissolved, and KFCC, which was still KIOX at the time, was left without a transmitter site. Now, to keep the programming of the station on the air, they petitioned the FCC for an STA, a special temporary authority, to move their transmitter site and operate as a U1 station with reduced power. However, due to what they're calling complications with the geographic coordinates of the tower on the application, and you can read into that whatever you wish, according to M Street Journal, the station ended up moving over 50 miles to the much larger Houston market. However, from that site, they were no longer able to be received in their city of license. The FCC has revoked the STA and ordered KFCC to return to its previous transmitter site, from which they will provide the required signal to Bay City. MSJ further reports that KFCC is still operating from their Houston site while they try to work out a deal with the commission. If anybody in the area finds any newspaper clippings of this bizarre situation, we'd like to receive them. And, of course, we'll pass them on. On 1340 WWFL, Clearmont, Florida, this silent station has new owners and will be returning to the air soon. 1380 KJUS, Beaumont, Texas, under the call KXZT, they were silent. They have now returned to the air. 1410 WKZB, Cleveland, Mississippi, another silent station back on the air. 1450 WTOX Lincoln, Maine is silent. 1470 WPNC Plymouth, North Carolina, silent station is back on the air. 1490 WAYB Waynesboro, Virginia is silent. 1500 WKIZ Key West, Florida is silent once again. On 1540 KMBY, Capitola, California, this silent station also has been sold and is expected to come back on the air. 1550 KRGQ, West Valley City, Utah, is silent. 1550 WMIR, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, also silent. And on 1590 WETT, Ocean City, Maryland, the new owners of this station have made the antenna system operational once again, and this silent station is now back on the air. The night power, now 250 watts, half of what it used to be. One of their towers collapsed last year, making the DA system unusable, and so the previous owners had simply taken the station off the air. The new owners have returned it. And that will wrap up AM Switch for this month. I'll see you in about 30 days with another big pile of stuff from the broadcast band. Now let's see if we can find where in this great nation of ours John Bunker happens to be on this very day. Could be anywhere. John, take it away.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. And here we are on the road with the crisp fragrance of interstate asphalt and the sparkling reflections from highway patrol emergency lights. Oh, and the moving sounds of horns and brakes all the way from Florida to Vermont. Of course, they mark the beginning of another tour of the domestic scene by Linda and me in our motorhome. We'll be telling you more about that at the National Radio Club Convention in Aurora, Colorado over the Labor Day weekend. I hope all you DX Audio Service people will be there, too. Should be a great time. Well, anyway, today we start the 1280 dial position. We're going to go from one end of the country to the other with our radio locked at 1280. This is a regional channel. That used to mean, of course, that the most power you could have was 5,000 watts, but those rules have disappeared, so any station can apply for as much power as they want, up to 50,000 watts. Assuming they don't cause interference to an existing station, of course. You know, I don't know how many IDs we have for you here. It's certainly over 60 station breaks at this frequency. And as always, we're going to start in New England, way down in Maine, on the July 1995 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Just a bit before 11 o'clock at 104.3 WABK, FM and AM, Gardner, Augusta, Waterville. I'm Joanne Gaudet with a 54-minute music hour on 104.3
WABK. WABK in Gardner, Maine. So we'll go way down south into Massachusetts now. Here's WEIM in Fitchburg.
Hi, John Scott inviting you to join me for a little bit of New England on The Yankee Report. Every weekday at 5:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. during the Ray C. and Jack Raymond radio shows. You learn things about New England you never knew. Keep it right here at 1280 a.m. WEIM Radio. WEIM, Fitchburg, Leominster.
It is 79 degrees right now in Worcester County at 10 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. AccuWeather Meteorology.
Well, next we come to the station that started it all in modern AM radio. Remember when WADO in New York City at 1280 on the dial bought a station out on Long Island operating at 1290 on the dial? For the sole purpose of putting it off the air, sort of the WOWO thing that got it all started. And when it went off the air, people on Long Island could hear WADO, and it sounds like this.
Radio Wado, la campeona, al servicio de la familia hispana en Nueva York, Nueva Jersey y Connecticut. La primera en noticias por 30 años. Esto es Wado Reloj, el noticiero...
And I'm delighted to tell Tim Hendel that I actually could pick up some of the words that that fellow was saying. So Tim and I have had an ongoing thing about foreign language for many years. Well, okay, the next sound you hear will be the NBC chime. Now, those NBC chimes mark the beginning of WROC in Rochester, New York. I'm playing this 1280 station for you because this recording was made by Sun John in 1973 at the Rochester, New York Airport
and listen to the kind of signal they had out at the airport in Rochester.
You're spending a monitor weekend with the voice of NBC in Rochester, New York. From Broadcast Center, 1280 on the dial, this is WROC Radio.
And boy, isn't that a great time signal? Wow. So they changed their call letters to see if it would help along
the way. Good afternoon from News Radio 1280 WPXN in Rochester.
And then again?
Power hits. WPXY, 98 FM, and AM Stereo 1280, Rochester.
And then could they leave well enough alone? No. They got a good morning program now. Do you recognize Don Imus' voice?
The Imus in the Morning program, WFAN New York.
WHTK Rochester, Hot Talk 1280.
Here's a look at the New York three-day weather forecast today. Some shower activity this morning.
Okay, that's enough for Rochester, New York. We'll go down to Berwick, Pennsylvania.
WBRX, Berwick, non-stop music.
Then a handful of years ago, the WBRX call sign disappeared from the middle of Pennsylvania, and we came up with a new one at 1280 out there.
You found the Susquehanna Valley's golden authority. This is WSQV, Berwick.
CNN Radio News.
Some news sounders I like, some I don't. Let's come back east and a little bit more south, down toward the Maryland border now, but in Pennsylvania.
For 40 years, your hometown favorite for music, news, information, and sports. We're 1280 WHVR, Hanover.
Radio Network. I'm Terry Horrigan. More than 140,000 communications.
Jerry Starr recorded this next one for us.
This is your news leader, 1280 WKSD Newcastle.
Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock, or it's 77 degrees at 1 o'clock. Reporting for 1280 WKSD News. I'm Mike McBride in Newcastle.
Mike, I know formats are very important, but, you know, you don't have to break your back to get to them. Let's go down south now into Delaware. Wow, Seaford, Delaware. This is the old call they had.
Good afternoon. You're with Happy Day Radio, WSUX in Seaford.
And they changed to this.
The White Mix and the latest news, 98.3 FM, 1280 AM, WECY, Seaford, Salisbury.
81 degrees, this 2 o'clock news update, brought to you by Henry's Furniture.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Ed McCarthy, the chairman of the...
Okay, into Virginia now.
June 16th, as we broadcast live from Dollywood on AM 1280 WYVE.
It's 9:30, Virginia News, coming up next.
Your news, weather, and information station, AM 1280 WYVE, serving Westdale for over 40 years.
More prisoners working. Good morning, I'm Jay Smack on the Virginia News Network.
Say, we skipped Salisbury, Maryland on our way.
Jaguar, it was the Toyota Eagle flying on to victory lane.
Let's pause 10 seconds on MRN radio for station identification.
Good.
And you're listening to 128 Salisbury, WSAT. It's 4 o'clock, and we'll join the Braves right after the race coverage is over.
We cross into North Carolina now, and who are you, sir?
I'm Jay Joyner on the North Carolina News Network.
And this is WYAL here in Scotland Neck, North Carolina. It's 8 o'clock.
Not a big town. South Carolina comes. This is WANS.
WMMFM and WANSAM. Anderson, Greenville, Spartanburg.
The rockets, red glare, bombs bursting in air. No, we're not talking about yesterday. We're talking about today, July 5th, and another edition of the Heat 30 Countdown.
Okay, into Mullins, South Carolina now.
In the low 40s, tomorrow's highs in the low 60s. Right now it's 48 degrees. It's 2 o'clock.
PD's Country, 1280, WJAY, Mullins.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn. President Bush within
that
the
PD hours. Reference is to a river that goes through South Carolina. I've been in Macon, Georgia many times.
You're listening to the all-new, all-sports kick 1280 AM, WKXK Macon. Thanks for tuning in to the new age of AM radio in Macon.
That's a terrible recording. We cross the St. Mary's River, the skies brighten, and here we are in Florida.
AM 1280, WSBE, Jacksonville.
My brother-in-law lives in Lake Wales, Florida.
You're in tune with WKZJ, your information station. 1280 on your dial, Lake Wales, Florida.
They changed call letters later.
United Programs and the
Listen to this guy now.
Dedicated to assisting individuals, churches, charities, and ministries. Help us help others by keeping the light of hope burning bright.
The preceding commercial announcement is not endorsed by Sun Radio Network, its management, or affiliates.
You know, I've never heard a statement that bold before. They usually say not necessarily or in part or something like that. I don't know.
You are tuned to News Talk, WIPC, 1280, Lake Wales, Florida.
Maybe that's why I haven't heard it. I don't usually listen to that kind of music, but that seems a little abrupt to me, goodness. This next station is only about 28 miles from where I'm sitting, and I've recorded them over and over.
This is a regular feature of the Florida Money Talk Radio Network.
WTMY, AM 1280 Sarasota, West Coast Florida's Money Talk and Health Talk Radio.
From the Washington News Desk, I'm Rich Thomason.
That's about the best recording I have of them, too. We go into Alabama now, heading back north.
Crimson Tide Country, 1280 AM, WNPT, Tuscaloosa.
The abortion issue will be keeping a close eye on Baton Rouge today.
They were overmodulated, too. Ron Clark picked that one, of course, and later on, Dale Hamm came through with this one.
WWPG Tuscaloosa.
Another state line to cross as we leave Alabama, go due north into the great state of Tennessee, the Volunteers.
National Bank Building, WMCP, Columbia.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. The fighting has apparently stopped in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Rebel forces.
Fred Vobey sent me an email on this next one. He said, "Do you have a good recording on this station?" I said, "Yeah." But you'll notice something a little different about this. This is a digitally recorded station break.
AM 1280, WONW, Defiance.
We play your country favorites on WONW.
WONW meteorologist Joel Bonin says it's going to be a mess tomorrow when you're on your way to work.
Oh, geez, I didn't say it was a good break. I just But you notice the difference? Sometimes on when it gets reproduced three or four times, you lose it. But that's a clean station break. We stay in Ohio for this next one.
His son is the poster child for southeastern Ohio, appearing sometime today. Maybe already, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you catch this now? He's promoting something that may have already happened, but he isn't sure. But what can he tell us?
On Channel 3, I believe it is. It's not 3, it's 13. The Huntington station, anyway, carrying the MDA.
How helpful can you be?
Back with great country music.
WLMJ and WCJO FM, Jackson, Ohio.
Okay, we've ripped Ohio apart, I guess, pretty well. We'll continue north now, up even beyond Detroit.
You found the home of today's hot new country music, WFYC AM FM Elma, St. Louis, Ithaca, New Country Y105.
Very nice. We're going to let Son John take us for a ride at 1280 on the dial to southwestern Indiana at this point.
Great songs and great memories and your station for the unforgettable hits. 1280 AM Stereo, WWOK Evansville.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Larry Maher. The U.S. Surgeon General is urging the makers of beer and wine coolers to drop cartoon characters and bikini-clad women from their television commercials.
Oh, my goodness. Why would they do that? That station used to be known as...
WGBF, Evansville Radio.
Well, that does it for this month, I guess. Say, I want to thank Bob Rathbun and also Mark Strickert for their contributions to today's program of Travelogue. We'll finish up 1280 next month. Well, let's see. Speaking of finishing up, here comes the band Scanner himself, safely snuggled in with corn and wheat all around him, deep in the heart of Iowa, Jim Snowbarger.
Yes, indeed, dear friends, we're back with a vengeance, with another edition of the column we call Bandscan, the one that lets you take a look up as well as down our beloved AM radio band, as seen from various listening points around the country. And this month we're headed north to Minneapolis. Deb Skippelstein has a nicely organized daytime view of the Twin Cities to share with us. We'll go to 1000 kilohertz this month on Bandscan from your DXAS.
Thanks, Jim, and greetings, everyone. Welcome to a daytime Bandscan of the Twin Cities AM dial. I'm going to do this a little different from what you've previously heard on this portion of the DX audio service. As we go up the dial, I'm going to present each station giving its call letters so that you can hear their relative strength on a regular daily basis. These receptions are made from the western Twin Cities suburb of St. Louis Park, using a Kenwood R1000 receiver and space magnet loop antenna. With you being only about 200 miles south of the Twin Cities, Jim, I'm sure you're going to find that many of these stations are your daytime regular as well. Starting at the 540 through 600 portion of the dial, we have KWMT Fort Dodge, Iowa 540, KFYR in Bismarck and WSAU in Wausau, Wisconsin on 550, WEBC Duluth on 560, WNAX Yankton, South Dakota on 570, WKTY La Crosse, Wisconsin, and WIBW Topeka, Kansas on 580, WOW in Omaha on 590, and WMT in Cedar Rapids and KSJB in Jamestown, North Dakota, both on 600.
Iowa's radio station, AM 540, KWMT, Fort Dodge.
WEBC.
1259 is your big friend in the Midwest, WNAX Yankton. And...
your sports station, WKTY.
Good morning. It's 1109 at WKTY. I'm...
hearing American Gold on AM Stereo 600, WMT, Cedar Rapids.
Occupying the next portion of the band, we have KDAL in Duluth, Minnesota at 610, KMNS in Sioux City, Iowa on 620, presently there is no daytime signal on 630, at 640 WOI Ames, Iowa, 650 WKKQ Hibbing, Minnesota, 660 WVAL Salt Rapids, Minnesota, 670 WMAQ in Chicago, 680 WOGO in Haley, Wisconsin, 690 KTCJ in Minneapolis, and again, there is no signal at 700.
KDAL, Duluth Superior, Minnesota Twin Cities,
and All American City. 62 countries, KMNS, New City.
At 640 on the dial, you're listening to WOI in Ames.
John Christie, playing great country for the great North.
Straight up 2 o'clock, we're ready to do up another Sunday afternoon. I'm Paul Young here at Rockin' 101, WHMH-FM, 60 AM, WBAL, Stock Rapids, St. Cloud.
Please, make your news on 1024.
If you follow NASCAR racing on WOGO, you'll love NASCAR Live.
20 minutes short of 3 o'clock at KTCJ.
Continuing on, we have WDSM in Superior, Wisconsin at 710, WGN Chicago on 720, KWOA Worthington, Minnesota on 730, WMIN Hudson, Wisconsin on 740. We have no signal on both 750 and 760 during the daytime. 770 is KUOM in Minneapolis, 780 WBBM Chicago. At 790, we have both KFGO in Fargo, North Dakota, and WEAQ Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and at 800, WDUX, Wapaka, Wisconsin.
This is the country station that keeps you informed. 71 WBSM Superior.
This is heading towards the views of WGN, Continental Broadcasting Company.
Good morning, KWOA in Worthington, 730 on your AM dial.
This is AM 740 WMIN Hudson, Stillwater, St. Paul, your home for the original hits.
To KUOM, University Public Radio in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Cat Price here on Chicago's All News Station, WBBM News Radio 78. In tri-state area travel information Tuesday through Saturday from 790 KFGO
AM 790 WDAQ. Happy 4th of July.
To Kansas, 63 degrees.
In the 810 to 900 segment of the band, we start out with WJJC in Tomahawk, Wisconsin on 810. There is no signal audible on 820. On 830, WCCO Minneapolis. 840 is KWPM West Point, Nebraska. 850, WWJC in Duluth. 860, KNUJ New Ulm, Minnesota. 870, KPRM Park Rapids, Minnesota. 880, WMEQ Menominee, Wisconsin. 890, we have both KQLX in Lisbon, North Dakota, and WLS in Chicago. And at 900, KTIS in Minneapolis.
News you want from people you know. WCCO Radio at 830, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
You're listening to the Sports and Entertainment Network on KWPN West Coast.
On AM 85, WWJC.
It's 2:03 on 860 KNDJ in New Orleans, 71 degrees with the...
And there's country music on KTRM, AM 870.
KTIS AM 900.
At 910, we have WHSM Hayward, Wisconsin. 920 brings both KDHL in Faribault, Minnesota, and KWAD Wadena, Minnesota. 930, we hear both KKIN Aiken, Minnesota, and WLBL Auburndale, Wisconsin. On 940, we have WCSW in Shell Lake, Wisconsin. 950 is KJJO here in Minneapolis. 960 is KLTF in Little Falls, Minnesota. 970 is KNFX in Austin, Minnesota. 980 is KEGE here in Minneapolis. 990 is the signal of KAYL, Storm Lake, Iowa, and we have no audible signal on a daytime basis at 1,000 on the dial.
It's going to be the number one song for this week in 1971. Let's start our countdown. 71, the number one song this week in 1991. That's coming up next on Flashback, AM 910, 101.7 FM, WHSM, and now.
When you really need to know, dial the mighty 920, KDHL.
KWAD Wadena. It's 12 noon.
KJIN.
WJJO, St. Louis Park, home of the Ray Scott Sports Talk Show, weekday evenings at 5:30.
And they know they can rely on KLTF, the number one radio news source.
AM 970, KNFX, now presents the 1993-94 high school hockey season.
The Edge is KETE, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
You're listening to the KAYL stations, FM 101.5 and AM 990, Storm Lake.
Thank you, Skipper. Hold that thought, and we'll pick up right where we left off next month when Bandscan continues. Till then, Jim Snowbarger saying we'll see you next month.
I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the International DX Audio Service Report. The Newfoundland D-Expedition of spring 1995 brought in stations from 70 nations in the third of the series of D-Expeditions that began back in 1991 when Jean Brunel, Mark Conley, and Neil Kazaros held the first D-Expedition from the DXN of Capahaydon, Newfoundland. May 10th through the 14th, the Canadian Maritime Province was once again invaded by DXers. While touring New England before returning home to Oklahoma, D-Expedition participant John Bryant attended the Boston area DXers meeting to share his experiences. John talks about the other DXers he enjoyed getting to know only as one can on a week-long D-Expedition.
The most pleasant parts of the experience for me were getting to know the other three people. John Brunel, who's a chemistry prof at Municipal Memorial University in St. John's. Werner Funkenhauser, who happens also as a professor of math and other things in Ontario. He's the editor for the International Leading Way DX column for DX Ontario. And a man named George Heichel, H-A-H-E-L, from West Islip, New York, on Long Island. And George came equipped with a Watkins Johnson HF-1000, a $3,500 radio. He's a rather elderly man, 75. And I may be the best DXer of the bunch. He DXed in the next room, as you'll see in the slides in a few minutes. And he would always come in just at the top of the hour, you know, and each one of us was hanging on a cliff trying to identify this tiny little station somewhere, and George would shuffle in right at the top of the hour, and you'd kill him, except every time he shuffled in, he brought this little treasure, something he was hearing that nobody else was, and it was down on that frequency there, and why don't you turn down there? He made some really special contributions. He didn't come to DXing until rather late in life after he retired, but knows more about European and African languages than anybody I've been around, and just lives for DXing. So that was the most fun, was just getting to DX with those people.
Among the many memorable experiences of Newfie 3, DXers gave thought to the sinking of the Titanic upon seeing the coastline dotted with icebergs. And on the first night of Sirius DX, performance of the South Beverage antenna was noted to be disappointing. The next morning, it was discovered that the wire was gone, with further investigation leading to the discovery of two-toed footprints and hundreds of brown golf balls, as Jean Brunel described them. A moose had got caught on the wire and dragged it some 1,000 feet into the brush. The DXers also toured radio station VOCM and the site of Marconi's first transatlantic wireless communication in St. John's. And of course, there was plenty of DX. John Bryant highlights some more of the interesting catches.
One of the most memorable ones was the South African reception. It's Radio SOSA, X-H-O-S-A, one of the newer stations that's speaking to the new reality in South Africa. We listened for about an hour and a half. It was one of these things that hardly ever faded out at all, just sort of at a medium level. I believe Werner found it first because he was running some sort of test for noise on the band and picked what he thought was an open frequency, and found this thing sitting there. They didn't ID, and luckily most of us knew what Bantu language sounded like, and it was a phone-in show hosted by a woman, and some of its wonderful radio presence. Some of the times she spoke in one of the Bantu languages, part of the time in what we're pretty sure was Afrikaans, and from time to time a caller, and she spoke in English. And she just kept going. I was trilingual. It was really an interesting program. And we just sat and listened to it for a long time. For quite a while, we weren't sure what it was. The same thing, too, was true with what we're almost certain was Israel. Sounded exactly right. It was very professionally produced music and talk program. Never heard an ID. We listened to them for over an hour. Some of the other, one of the neat ones for me, and very early the first afternoon was 1503 Azores. It's the Lages, the Air Force AFRTS station, 100 watts from the Azores. It was just, you know, like every other AFRTS station you ever heard. But that was neat to hear that distance with only 100 watts. Radio Guyana on 760, just one of these things where it was a jumble and we could sort of hear sort of English, sort of island stuff, but it was mostly a jumble with several other stations, and all of a sudden things cleared up and this is Radio Guyana. Kind of nice to hear from time to time. Many of the stations were ID'd with shortwave parallels or with other medium wave parallel stations. Other good DX, Uruguay, Radio Carve on 850. Argentina on 910. I believe Buenos Aires, La Red was the station. And all four of us were listening. We were sure it was Argentina, and, which is a long ways down there. It's not an all-water path. And all of a sudden, the announcer, almost like it's a soccer match, if you ever heard that, I heard him score a goal in soccer on a Latin station. Yeah, goal for about 5 seconds, one word. All of a sudden, the announcer, you could almost see him stand up and scream, La Red! And, you know, all of us jumped up and screamed, La Red! Because Argentina is
always,
pretty hard to hear.
Coinciding with this event, HCJB Ecuador conducted a special DX test on 690 kilohertz. The Ecuador DX test was only tentatively heard from Newfoundland, but the test was heard from another de-expedition site in Rockport, Massachusetts. DXers Tom Beaton, Mark Connolly, and I reeled out a few thousand feet of wire on town conservation land overlooking the Atlantic Ocean for a mini de-expedition on the night of May 13th. Tom had actually received permission from the town selectmen for us to use the land overnight. Stations from 30 countries, including the United States and Canada, were logged from the Beveridge site and the alternate site of Granite Pier, also in Rockport. Code was heard from the HCJB DX test on 690, although there was significant interference from radio station CBF, Montreal, Canada. As you'll hear now, the code IDs were in clear during a break in a classical music piece on CBF. The HCJBDX test is heard with the low HF225 Europa and two phased unterminated beverage length wires from the remote de-expedition site in Rockport, Massachusetts. Mark Connolly and Tom Beaton were both using Drake R8 receivers and phased wires, although Tom was experiencing technical difficulties and spent most of the night troubleshooting instead of DXing. The lesson to be learned there was to be prepared, having thoroughly tested the main DX setup before heading out on a remote de-expedition, or to have a reliable backup in case a new unproven setup fails. You can be sure Tom will be better prepared for his next outing. And that wraps up another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Thank you very much, Mr. Conti. And as the most beautiful woman in broadcasting would say,
flip over to Side 2 for more of the DX Audio Service.